Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 11, and following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 11. My meaningless thoughts are showing me a meaningless world. This is the reversal of the thinking of the world. It seems as if the world determines what we perceive. Today's idea introduces the concept that your thoughts determine the world you see. And this idea is your release made sure. For the key to forgiveness lies in it. As I contemplate this lesson, I am reminded of the story of the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper meets every newcomer at the gate of the city. One day, a group of people show up at the gate and they ask the gatekeeper, "What kind of people are in your city?" And the gatekeeper replies, "Well, what were the people like in your city?" And the group replies, "Oh, they were cheating, lying thieves." And the gatekeeper said, "Oh, you'll find the same kind of people here." The next day, another group shows up at the gate, and they too ask the gatekeeper, "What kind of people are in your city?" And the gatekeeper replies, "Well, what were the people like in your city?" And they replied, "They were friendly and helpful and generous." And the gatekeeper said, "Oh, you'll find the same kind of people here." Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me to remember that my meaningless thoughts build the world I see. Help me to forgive the thoughts and the world they build. Help me to have the courage to accept this truth with all my heart. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we find a comfortable position, and we sink into relaxation. We take a few deep breaths. Picture yourself driving in a car down the road. You're going about 50 miles an hour. And you notice the objects that you see are just passing by. You are aware of them, but you aren't interested in them. The details are not seen. They aren't an object of interest. Like when you're going down the road and you're passing trees, you're aware that they're there, but you're not really interested in them. But when you're going down the road and you see something coming up and it catches your eye. You ponder on it. You light your eyes on it and you hold it. Notice the difference between lighting your eyes on it versus just letting it pass you by with no draw. When you hold something and ponder on it, that's when it becomes a meaningless world. When we simply let it pass by without lighting on it, there is less of an identity born from it. It still may add to a periphery identity until you're able to let go even of that. Our meaningless thoughts are showing us a meaningless world. The key to forgiveness lies in this thought. Allow yourself to let go of every thought. Let go of every thought of what you do, of who you do it with. Let go of all these thoughts, of all these objects and people. Let go of everything. Sit in the quiet peacefulness. A quiet, still mind. The truth of who you are. The consciousness. The awareness. Aware, with no need to build an identity. No need to build a world. No needs at all, just being. Thank you for joining with me in letting go of the meaningless. Namaste.